Good afternoon and welcome to Montana at Noon. Your Weather Command forecast for North Central Montana says, rest of today, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers, highs 60 to 65, north winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers, lows around 40, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain showers in the afternoon, highs 60 to 65, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, cloudy, chance of rain showers in the evening, then slight chance of rain showers after midnight, lows 40 to 45, southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of showers 40%. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, highs around 65, southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 40. Monday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers, highs around 60. Monday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers and snow showers, lows around 35. Tuesday, breezy, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers and slight chance of snow showers, highs 50 to 55, chance of precipitation 30%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain showers, lows 30 to 35. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers and snow showers, highs 55 to 60. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows around 35. Thursday, warmer, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers, highs 65 to 70. Here are today's news headlines. The court-appointed special advocates of Hill County are putting on their second annual Kids Carnival tomorrow in the St. Jude's Parish Center. Shemaine Plum is the executive director for CASA of Hill County. She explains the importance of this event.
It's important to celebrate childhoods. It's also important to bring the community together to prevent child abuse and neglect. And we shouldn't just be doing it one month out of the year. We should be doing it all year long. Just to come together and help families, help your neighbors, help other families in the community so we can prevent the child abuse and neglect.
The Hill County Board of Commissioners held their weekly business meeting on Thursday, April 25th. This week, the previously tabled Hill County Detention Center maintenance contract came back up. The commissioner said that Hill County Sheriff Jamie Ross asked for the $12,900 gold plan. This is a simple continuation of the existing contract. The commissioners also appointed Brianna Warren as a member of the Great Northern Fairgrounds Fair Board. The board also approved the purchase of a new printer and desk for the Justice of Peace, Audrey Barger, as her previous furniture is over 30 years old. The next meeting is scheduled for May 2nd. As previously reported by new media broadcasters, Havre is currently under a boil water advisory until further notice. As a result, the Great Plains Veterans Service Center is offering free bottled water to all veteran Havre residents. The bottled water will be delivered free of charge to the veteran's home upon request. GPVSC says that vets just need to call 877-385-5250 and ask for bottled water. Loved ones and relatives of veterans can also request water on a vet's behalf. A recent poll out of the University of Montana shows that an increasing number of Montanans believe their quality of life is declining. Of the people polled, 62% replied worse when asked if the quality of life over the last 5 years has been better, worse, or about the same. This is a 7-point increase from the last poll done in 2022, where 55% of people answered worse. 90% of respondents described development sprawling into what were once ranches or open lands as a serious problem. A majority of respondents said the same of drought, Montana's changing character, decreasing snowpack, and crowding during outdoor recreational activities. The results are based on the responses of 500 likely voters located across Montana, and the margin of error is just shy of 4.5%. Fiber optic internet, known for its increased internet speed capabilities, is making its way into new Montana communities. A new state partner called TDS is working on constructing fiber optic networks in Butte, Missoula, Great Falls, and other areas. In total, $160 million have been invested into this project with the goal of reaching over 150,000 different Montana addresses. State officials say that better broadband internet access has long been a goal, with Governor Gianforte commenting, quote, "It brings the future to every single home." Local TDS officials say that the build will over the next 3 years, as over 1,000 miles of fiber optic cable are installed, with customer opt-in likely to start this fall or in early 2025. A Brockton woman on April 24th admitted to stealing a firearm and a vehicle in a residential burglary on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation, U.S. Attorney Jesse Lazlovich said. The defendant, Avis Big Track, 32, pleaded guilty to burglary. Big Track faces a maximum of 20 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of supervised release. Chief U.S. District Judge Brian M. Morris presided. The court will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. Sentencing was set for August 28th. Big Track was detained pending further proceedings. Lewistown City Commissioners voted earlier this month to officially move forward with developments on the former Berg Lumber property. After hearing proposals from three different developers, Lewistown City Commissioners chose to move forward with Homestead Ventures Group to negotiate purchasing the property for housing development. Homestead Ventures Group's proposed site plan consists of a total of 173 housing units, including a range of single-family homes, townhomes, and stacked multifamily homes. After closing on the property, Homestead Ventures Group says they are hoping to get started as soon as possible while working closely with the city. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced on Wednesday actions designed to protect our nation's livestock populations from potential H5N1 highly pathogenic avian influenza infection, USDA's Rod Bain reports.
What is being done to protect our nation's livestock industry from threats of highly pathogenic H5N1 avian influenza?
We've come together to announce a series of actions.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, speaking with reporters Wednesday, said USDA collaboration with the Centers for Disease Control and Food and Drug Administration has led to actions such as a federal order to take effect Monday, requiring mandatory testing for H5N1 for interstate movement of dairy cattle. Also,
we're issuing a federal order that will require laboratories and state veterinarians to report to the USDA any cattle that test positive for avian flu or any type of influenza A.
The secretary notes the importance of testing due to the emergence of the virus in dairy cattle.
Requiring positive test reporting will help USDA better understand this disease, and testing before interstate movement will limit its spread.
Now let's take a look at today's posted county wheat prices. In Hill County, winter wheat is $5.43 and spring wheat is $6.41. In Blaine County, winter wheat is $5.33 and spring wheat is $6.36. In Liberty County, winter wheat is $5.48 and spring wheat is $6.41. In Choteau County, winter wheat is $5.43 and spring wheat is $6.41. In Phillips County, winter wheat is $5.28 and spring wheat is $6.31. Those were today's news headlines and today's posted county wheat prices. Here are today's funeral notices. Daniel Cole Azardeni, 26, passed away on Thursday, April 18th at his home in Haver. Cremation has taken place and a memorial service will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, April 26th at the New Hope Apostolic Church. Those were today's funeral notices. Now let's take one last look at your Weather Command forecast. Rest of today, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers, highs 60 to 65, north winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers, lows around 40, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain showers in the afternoon, highs 60 to 65, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, cloudy, chance of rain showers in the evening, then slight chance of rain showers after midnight, lows 40 to 45, southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of showers 40%. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, highs around 65, southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 40, Monday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers, highs around 60. Monday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers and snow showers, lows around 35. Tuesday, breezy, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers and slight chance of snow showers, highs 50 to 55. Chance of precipitation, 30%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain showers, lows 30 to 35. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers and snow showers, highs 55 to 60. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows around 35. Thursday, warmer, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers, highs 65 to 70. This has been Montana at Noon. 7 days a week, we are your primary source for news and information. For new media broadcasters, I'm Kendall Brown. Have a great afternoon.